everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's time to bale hay, and there's no faster way to get it out of the field than with GoBob's patented Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. Half the trips, half the fuel, half the time is required. Each Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Spear is precision built with heavy 3/8-inch wall square tubing and a powder-coated finish to last 4 years. With a Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear, there's no slowing down when picking up bales or setting them out for feeding. No more damage to netting or twine sliding from one bale while trying to pick up another. For a limited time, every Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear comes with a famous GoBob Hay Conserver Feeder at no cost. That's a $700 bonus when you buy a Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. That means, for a limited time, you get a free GoBob Hay Conserver Feeder with your Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. Better hurry. Call GoBob Pipe and Steel today or go online to GoBobPipe.com. That's GoBobPipe.com.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. A few dress bids at $183 to $185 surfaced this morning in parts of Nebraska and Iowa. But that's about it in terms of early week cash definition. While we assume asking prices will be around $120 to $121 in the south and $190 to $192 in the north. Nothing concrete, though, has really been confirmed at this point. Corn trade today, though, several cents lower in lackluster action. Prices are expected to churn until after the World Board dumps new data on Thursday. And after a softer opening this morning, the stock markets did firm, with the Dow Jones up 39 points, setting yet another new record, and the Nasdaq better by 34. In live cattle, prices near midday ranged from 12 higher to 62 lower. Bears were in command of the driver's seat on Monday, but there appeared to be much more confusion afoot today. Nearbys held up better than deferreds, benefiting no doubt from the recent strength of feedlot business. And beef cutouts were higher today, up 24 to 64 cents, with light box movement. And feeders were narrowly mixed today as we moved into the last hour of trade. Prices cautiously ranged from 10 higher to 27 lower, most contracts trading close to 100 points above the early session lows. And grain futures were higher today, getting a lift from short covering and questions about just how big 2017's crops are. USDA will begin to provide answers on Thursday with its first production estimates for corn and soybeans based on data from farmers in their fields. Corn prices were a little higher today, helping December futures advance towards its next targets above the market. Another drop in crop ratings, though, on Monday helped to firm prices. Soybeans were also higher, attracting steady buying into the open in Europe when prices began to flatten a bit. November futures moved back above 50 and 100-day moving averages to attract more technical short covering. And wheat prices posted modest gains, helped by technical buying in all three markets as charts improved on Monday. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.